रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. अरण्यकांड चैप्टर नंबर 70, द डेथ ऑफ कबंध. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. The monster observed that the prince is affected to tremble with fear as he lay in his grasp and cried, "Kind fate has sent you here to appease my dreadful hunger. Why stand you there and gaze upon me open-mouthed as if you are clean demented? Yet you look yourself like the scions of a royal house." Then Lakshmana pulled himself up with a mighty effort, and out of the grief that filled his heart, he spoke in accents mild and apt. "Let us hew down his mighty arms ere he makes an end of us. This wretch with his mountainous bulk and frightful features is swollen with pride and crushes to death all living things hereabouts, and he would make no exceptions of us. Countless animals are brought up to be sacrificed in his various yagas, but less important are generally taken round the sacrificial altar and set free. Even so, it is cruel in the extreme to take the life of this poor wretch who is powerless to move about or defend himself. Well, let us deprive him of his arms." As they were discussing their plan, the Rakshasa waxed wroth, opened his frightful jaws, and set about to draw them in. At once the princess cut down his arms to the very roots, one on each side. He roared with pain and impotent fury like huge thunder clouds and fell headlong, so that the earth, the sky, and the quarters shook in affright, as it were. Utterly powerless and helpless, now that he had been deprived of his huge arms that formed his very life, he was drenched with his own blood and stood before the princess trembling and cowed. At last he ventured to ask, "Who may you be?" Whereat Lakshmana answered him, "This one here is a prince of the house of Ikshvaku. Fame knows him as Rama. I come next to him, and Lakshmana am I named. During our sojourn in this wild forest, a wicked Rakshasa abducted the lady of the Raghunatha of godly might, and her we seek even here. But who are you? What makes you roam these frightful wilds with a mouth in your stomach? With broken feet you grovel and writhe upon the ground." All at once there flashed across the giant's brain the words that Indra had spoken to him of yore. He gazed upon the princess with joyful eyes and cried, "Noblest of men, I lay myself at your feet. I hope you had a pleasant journey and safe hither. Thrice fortunate am I to have a sight of your blessed selves. These huge, unwieldy arms of mine have been hewed away by you, these cruel fetters. A priceless service you have rendered me. Now hear me relate how I have been burdened with this frightful body." Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.